Thanks for joining us for the Tuesday night edition of our Wrestling Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Tonight, you'll hear from the wrestling coaches of Beloit, Smith Center, and Lincoln. Plus, get an update on Osborne Bulldog Wrestling. Remember to listen for the latest wrestling results with our three daily sportscasts on KD Country 94. Let's begin with the Beloit Trojans and head coach Andy Nemchek. The Beloit Trojan Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you every Tuesday at this time by Crop Production Services in Beloit.
Welcome back to our Locker Room Chats. Welcome to our Tuesday Wrestling Locker Room Chats here on KD Country 94. And we're joined by Andy Nemchek, the head coach of the Beloit Trojans wrestling team. Coach, just kind of looking at your team this season, you've had a chance to see some practices and how the kids are looking in 2016. What's your overall prognosis for Beloit wrestling here this season?
Well, I'm really pleased. We have 15 boys out, a little bit down from what we've had in the past few years. But we have 15 very dedicated kids, and we've had some good workouts here the last several weeks. And I'm really excited about the enthusiasm and the intensity in the practice room. We have three state entrants from last year coming back. Blaine Harris, a junior for us, will be at 113 pounds. He was in the state tournament last year. Caden Emmett, a junior for us at 120 pounds, was in the state tournament also last year. And Zane Colson, a co-op wrestler from Rock Hills, wrestling for us at 145, was in the state tournament also last year. We have several seniors on the team. Diego Dominguez, a senior, will be at 126 pounds. Jared Mosier, a senior at 182 pounds, and Noah Easter, a senior at 285 pounds. So, like I said, I'm very pleased with the kids' work ethic, and we open up this Friday with Plainville and Phillipsburg, and we're excited for our kids to have some competition.
We're talking with Andy Nemchek, the head coach of the Beloit Trojan Wrestling Team. We'll take a quick time out. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about the competition coming up here this weekend for the Trojans.
This fall, let the power of Extract PBA help you realize the full nutrient potential of your crop residue. Extract powered by Accomplish is an exciting new nutrient release and residue management technology from Loveland Products. Use Extract PBA to speed residue decomposition and release the valuable nutrients locked up in your residue. And for easier plantability, a more even crop emergence, and the potential for increased yields next season. Ask your local crop production services dealer about Extract PBA today.
And we'll welcome you back on our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. We're still with Andy Nemchek, the head coach of the Beloit Trojan Wrestling Team. Coach, as you alluded to, you'll open out the season this weekend with Phillipsburg and Plainville in varsity action on Friday. Those duels will start at 4:30 the Friday afternoon. Just when you look at Phillipsburg and Plainville, clearly two teams from the Mid-Continent League that have had some success in the past on the wrestling mats. Just overall, what are your thoughts on what you'll see on Friday night?
Well, they're always tough. As you said, Mid-Continent teams and always put together a good season and a good programs by both teams, and you know we're going to have our hands full, that's for sure. Both teams have some very good, outstanding kids that we're going to meet up against, and you know we're excited about having a home duel. We don't have many home duels. We have just three home duels this season, and we're very excited about hosting a home duel, especially our first duel of the season, to kind of introduce our team to the community, and I hope we get some people to come out and watch this young Trojan team. Saturday we travel to Salina South, and we'll take seven or eight JV type kids to the tournament, and it's good for those kids to compete against kids their own ability, and we're hoping that we have some great success there.
Yeah, kind of going back to that Plainville-Phillipsburg thing on Friday night, do you like starting the season in a dual format, or would you rather start the season in a tournament format? I mean, I guess a lot of teams other than you guys are really kind of starting with tournaments this weekend. What difference does that make for you?
Yeah, I think we have some kids that will be their first time stepping on the mat, some in a varsity position, and I think I think a dual format is a little bit better, introducing kids to the varsity level, mm-hmm. and rather than stepping into a tough tournament and not knowing what to expect and that kind of thing. So, I kind of like stepping in first competition. I kind of like going, and especially a double duel, because they're all going to get to wrestle twice. So, yeah, I think that's best for us.
Andy Nemchek, the head coach of the Bullet Trojans. Coach, thank you for the time, and best luck to you and your kids coming up this weekend on Friday and Saturday.
Okay, thank you, Dusty.
Our Beloit Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Crop Production Services in Beloit.
This fall, let the power of Extract PBA help you realize the full nutrient potential of your crop residue. Extract powered by Accomplish is an exciting new nutrient release and residue management technology from Loveland Products. Use Extract PBA to speed residue decomposition and release the valuable nutrients locked up in your residue. And for easier plantability, a more even crop emergence, and the potential for increased yields next season. Ask your local Crop Production Services dealer about Extract PBA today.
It's time now for an update on Osborn Bulldog Wrestling with Sports Director Dusty Dinas.
Well, welcome you back in our locker room chats on Kitty Country 94. We're joined now by Nate Brown, the head coach of the Osborn Wrestling team. Coach, getting set for the 2016-17 season. I know as the last few years have gone on, you've really started to build something there with the program. Had a couple wrestlers make it to state last year, and Spencer Heiss and Roxton Brown. Just kind of looking at what you have this year and building off of what you've been able to accomplish here over the past few seasons, what are your thoughts on this season's team?
Yeah, this year we're starting to get a little bit older. It's nice to have some experience in the room and kind of pick up where we leave off and don't have to review a lot. Now, do have some young kids in the room, so that's also a plus, and some new kids that are going to give her a shot. And we still got to work on basics, so that's good for everybody as well. But, it's exciting. We've got, we'll have three state qualifiers, one state place are back in the room when it's all up and running. We've got a couple injuries from football and different things we're kind of battling right now, But it's going to be a good year, I think, and we're looking forward to it.
Does it make your job difficult when your football team makes it all the way to state and you've only got basically about a week and a half to prepare here?
Oh, yes and no. I mean, obviously it's fun, especially when you win the whole thing and the town's excited and the kids are excited or kind of pumped, ready to go on, I think, a little bit and see what they can do in the next sport. So, yeah, I mean, it's a long season. I tell them, we're going to take it easy. It's hard to do, but it kind of eased into the season a little bit since we are a little bit banged up and different things. But the end goal is obviously February, the end of February. So we don't want to extend any injuries as we can. But we want to try to get after it as well. It's one of those kind of catch-22 deals. But no, I think things will come together, and like I say, we'll shoot for the end of February is kind of our goal.
We're talking with Nate Brown, the head coach of the Osborn Wrestling team. We'll take a quick time out. When we come back, we'll go over what's coming up this weekend as the season opens for the Bulldog Wrestling program here in our locker room chats on Kitty Country 94 and online, kittycountry94.com.
NCKSSports.com is your home on the web for high school sports involving the North Central Activity Association, Northern Plains League, and other area teams in the Mid-Continent League and NCKL. Visit NCKSSports.com. This unique website is made possible by these fine sponsors: Cunningham Telephone and Cable, Betker Supply, Rush Art Corporation, S&S Drug and Home Health, the Guaranty State Bank and Trust Company, Mankato Professional Pharmacy, and by Landmark Implement. Go online now and check out NCKSSports.com today.
Back in our locker room chats on Kitty Country 94 and online, kittycountry94.com. Still with Nate Brown, head coach of the Osborn Bulldog Wrestling team. Coach, as always, you open out the season coming up on Saturday with your home wrestling tournament, and always some good competition to start off the season. It's not one of those really big tournaments, but it's definitely the right kind of competition to get the season started. What are your thoughts on Saturday and what your competition will be here in 2016 compared to maybe some of the teams you've seen in the past?
Yeah, it's always a fun tournament to get started on. One thing about ours, the coaches are easy to get along with. They understand it's the beginning of the year. We're still battling some weight issues, like I say, injuries from just football or just things that kind of ease into the season. But it's always a good tournament to start, and I tell you what, it ends up being pretty tough. We forget about all the past stuff, and kids get down to the championship rounds, and everybody gets kind of excited and a lot of these kids that place here end up being in the state tournament. I mean, you got Ellis, Hill City, Lions, Minneapolis. I mean, all those guys have sent kids, obviously, to the state tournament. And, of course, Phillipsburg's going to be tough again. Red Cloud comes down. Now, they're short a little bit on some numbers this year, but they always have some good kids. Russell got a pretty full squad this year. Smith Center's got close to a full squad. They'll be tough again this year. And, they're a little bit late as well with their football season being extended out. And so and then you throw in Stockton. So, yeah, it's always a fun tournament to kind of see where kids are at. And we know, you know, it's one of those where, you know, it may not end up like you think with kids and maybe not in the right weight classes yet. But, again, the ones that finish at the top here are usually you'll see them in haze at the end of the year. So,
and kind of get your thoughts on this, too. Since you guys aren't in the MCL anymore, how good is it for you guys to see that style of team and that kind of competition in this meet? Because I know you just mentioned quite a few MCL teams there.
Right, yeah. It's like I say, we don't get to go to the MCL tournament anymore. But, yeah, we'll see a lot of these teams, you know, throughout the year. So it's good to kind of get started. And yeah, I don't know. It's, you know, every week's a little different. We have, you know, some different teams we'll see, but yeah, as far as the competition, yeah, I mean, it's obviously Norton's, you know, we try to keep the title out west here somewhere. You know, Norton's done a good job keeping that, but the east side is getting tougher, obviously. But now it's, yeah, MCL teams are there. Then we got some, a little bit from the East Lions comes up, which we don't get to see them again. Well, I mean, some other teams won't get to see them, like Hill City and some of those. Don't see them for a while again, but no, it's just a good competition, a good mix of you know, some schools that are, again, some kind of been in wrestling for a long time and have that tradition going on. So, no, it's just a good start. It's fun to see where we're starting. Like I say, we just, with the end in mind, we got to keep that as we go through the tournaments.
Nate Brown, head coach of the Osborne Bulldog wrestling team. Coach, thanks for the time and best of luck as you open out the season Saturday at home.
Thank you, Dusty.
Don't forget to nominate your favorite player for the Athlete of the Week, sponsored by Cunningham Telephone and Cable and NCKSSports.com. To learn how you can nominate your favorite athlete for our Athlete of the Week award, go to www.nckssports.com. You can nominate an athlete from any high school sport. We continue with our wrestling locker room chats with Smith Center Redmond head coach Brock Hutchison. The Smith Center Redmond wrestling locker room chats are brought to you by Landmark Implement and Smith Center.
Welcome to our Smith Center wrestling locker room chats on Katy Country 94. Brock Hutchison, the head coach of the Smith Center Redmond, joining us here. And coach, we'll look forward to talking Redmond wrestling with you all season. Just overall, when you kind of look at what you've got coming back, four state qualifiers from last season, and David Heilman, Colton Hutchinson, Caden Meitler, and Dalton Kuhn are back for your squad this year. A couple of those will be seniors. I know you're maybe fighting some of the injuries and trying to heal them up from football season, but overall, what are the prospects as you look at this year's Smith Center wrestling team?
Well, it seems like I tell you this every year, Dusty, and we're going to have a young squad again. I think our bottom five or six weights will be freshman, sophomore style kids, and you know, I think they're going to be decent kids. And then you back those with what we got coming back that have experience. It should be a good year, but you never know what's going to happen throughout the year and injuries and things like that. So we're looking forward to it. We can get on the mat for the first time today, and I gave them a whole week off last week and try to get them held up and try to get them a little bit of rest and recovery going as well. So be on the mat for the first time today, and it takes some time, you know, to get in shape for wrestling. Everybody knows that.
Kind of looking at the situation there, obviously you played in the playoffs there in football and made it to the sub-state round. How difficult does that make it as you transition into another season?
Well, I've always thought it's helped us, because then it's less time for the kids to mess around and screw around and do those types of things. And you know, when you make it to the sub-state round, the next week is obviously it's Thanksgiving week, so you only have school maybe Monday or Tuesday, and then it's not even really worth having practice anyway, in my eyes. Mm-hmm. I know there's a lot of other coaches that have two-a-days and those types of things, but I really think kids need a break, and I think kids need to have time to spend with their families, because, you know, that's important too. But as far as the progression and transition into wrestling from football and making it to the sub-state, I think it really helps.
Talking with Brock Hutchinson, head coach of the Smith Center wrestling team. We'll take a time out. We'll come back. We'll go over first competition coming up this weekend for Smith Center after the break
on Katy Country 94.
It's the best time to buy parts all year. Stop into Landmark Implement, your local John Deere dealer, to take advantage of special discounts through the month of December as part of our annual Parts and Service Expos. You'll find savings on oil and filters, attachments, gifts for under the tree, and most pre-ordered John Deere parts. You'll also have a chance to visit with our trained and certified technicians and sign up for our winter service specials. Don't miss out. It only comes around once a year at your local Landmark Implement. Visit www.landmarkimp.com for a complete schedule of our expo events. Back on the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94 and online, katycountry94.com. We're still with Brock Hutchinson, head coach of the Smith Center Wrestling Program. Coach, you'll open out the season with the Osborne Invitational coming up on Saturday. You'll head down there. Just what are your overall thoughts on what it's going to look like? I know, like you said, you haven't had a lot of practice time to understand everything, but I'm sure you know most of your kids that are going to be out. Just overall, what are your thoughts on what you're going to have this weekend at Osborne?
Well, we'll just have to go down there and hopefully we can get some kids to the weights where they need to be at here this week. And, you know, to lose a lot of weight in a quick period of time is, I don't think, is healthy. So we'll probably be all wrestling up, maybe a weight, unless it's our bottom two or three guys. And I don't know. It's the Osborne tournament has always ran well. It's always a good opening tournament. There's some tough competition and some MCL schools that we don't normally get to see, and then a few others, you know, like Russell and Minneapolis and those people that come in as well. So we'll just cross fingers and go down there and see what happens.
I know we kind of ask you this every year, but just for the people that don't listen or haven't heard, I mean, what is your focus here in this first tournament as a coach to get these kids ready here as the season goes on?
Just to try to get better each and every day, each and every, you know, minute that they're on the mat, just to get better and just to concentrate. And we don't worry about, too many early losses unless it's, you know, it's an expected win and the kids should win. Then we might say something about that, but, you know, you can't get in wrestling shape in a week. I mean, that's for sure. We do have kids that can go forever. You know, David Heilman's prime example. He'll look like he's in great shape already. This Osborne tournament, he's like an Energizer buddy. He just goes and goes and goes and goes. So, but you know, just get through and cross your fingers and try to get them young ones to compete and to compete hard each and every time they step on the mat.
Brock Hutchinson, head coach of the Smith Center wrestling team. Coach, thanks for your time, and best of luck this weekend when you open out the season at Osborne.
Thanks, Dusty. Appreciate it.
Our Smith Center Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Landmark Implement.
It's the best time to buy parts all year. Stop into Landmark Implement, your local John Deere dealer, to take advantage of special discounts through the month of December as part of our annual Parts and Service Expos. You'll find savings on oil and filters, attachments, gifts for under the tree, and most pre-ordered John Deere parts. You'll also have a chance to visit with our trained and certified technicians and sign up for our winter service specials. Don't miss out. It only comes around once a year at your local Landmark Implement. Visit www.landmarkimp.com for a complete schedule of our expo events.
We wrap up our weekly wrestling locker room chats with Lincoln Leopard wrestling head coach John Gardner. The Lincoln Leopard wrestling locker room chat is sponsored by Meyer Tire and Lube in Lincoln.
And we'll welcome you back in our locker room chats on Katy Country 94. We're joined by John Gardner, now the head coach of the Lincoln Leopard wrestling team. Coach, getting set for the 2016-17 season. I know that kind of like last year, your numbers are probably going to be a little bit down, but just overall, what have you seen from your group here as you've gotten practices underway and heading into 2016?
We're going to be a young team again. We did gather in some young freshmen that do have some experience in a lot of Federation wrestling and have gone on past that, you know, to some freestyle and Greco type stuff. And we should be competitive. The kids are working really hard for us right now at this point in time, and we're going to have two seniors, one junior, and couple of sophomores and the rest freshmen, so we have nine kids total, which is not bad for close to a 1A school. We're two students shy of a 1A school, so we're we're keeping our numbers there, right? Of course, you always, we have nine, you want 18, you know. So, we're doing okay. We're holding strong, and kids are working hard for us.
I know you had the one state qualifier last year. How's Sam getting along, and what do you expect to see from him?
Sam has had a little growth spurt this past summer, and he is extremely strong. He and I were tussling around a little bit the other day, and kind of surprised me how strong the young man is. He's going to wrestle 106 again this year, and pretty darn quick. You know, he's wrestled all his life, came from a very good wrestling background, mm-hmm. and the another boy on the team, Chance Bath, is the same. He came from a diverse wrestling background. His dad was a two-time state champ, and he'll be wrestling 120, 126, and his dad wrestled college, All-American, and they're both very knowledgeable on the sport and pretty tenacious, very tenacious kids and very good kids. You know, they're just excellent to be around. Good athletes, good kids, and all of our team. You know, our team's a very, very good group of young adults, and proud to be working with them. We've got Johnson Earrings, our junior. He'll be 138, and he's wrestled quite a lot. And he's gonna be a pretty solid little wrestler. And our next one up, Dalton Street. He wasn't here last year, so I'm really not too awful familiar with him. But he shows a lot of promise, and we'll have one at 160. Tia Hayworth. She's wrestled quite all the way through junior high and high school, and has gone on taking a lot of camps and wrestled girls state after the season's over with, and put a lot of time and effort into the sport. She really loves it. It's a hard worker. And then we'll have Jerry Marenhagen at 195. He wrestled some Federation and junior high four, so he's a freshman. He's gonna be doing some catch up, and we'll have another freshman, Tyler Wolford, at heavyweight, who has wrestled all his life, has a lot of experience in Federation and Nationals, Greco, freestyle, that type of stuff. So we'll see how that young man does. And then Nate Feldkamp, our heavyweight, those two will be tangling the dance for a spot, I guess, and we'll see what happens with that. Nate's wrestled through junior high and high school, and he's a giant of a young man, great young man. But we'll see how everything turns out for us here. Looking for a good year, and kids are working hard for us. We can keep everybody healthy, you know. Got a lot of crud going around right now that's going through the school and the team, and got some that are going to be off today because of it, but that's part of the sport. So.
Talking with John Gardner, the head coach of the Lincoln Leopards. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll talk quickly about the opening tournament this weekend for the Leopards here on Katy Country 94.
Meyer Tire and Lube in Lincoln is your one-stop shop for tires, oil changes, light mechanical work, and more. Need new tires? There's no better time than now to stop in Meyer Tire and Lube in Lincoln. They also offer top-quality Interstate batteries, they're an air gas dealer, and do LP gas bubble exchanges. They're also an ADM feeds dealer and have a 24-hour car wash and vacuum for your convenience. That's Meyer Tire and Lube on Highway 18, just west of the 14 Junction in Lincoln.
And back in our locker room chats on Katy Country 94 with John Gardner, the head coach of the Lincoln wrestling team. Coach, you open out the season coming up on Saturday. You have the Schmeidler Invitational there at home. Just always kind of a good way to start the season. Some good competition that comes into town. What are your overall thoughts on what you'll expect to see there on Saturday?
probably just like we always have in the past. It will be the same schools. Onega comes down. They're always a very strong team. St. John Military's a very good, solid team as well. The coaches have put together a good program down there. Stockton comes in. We have some pretty darn good competition that comes around, and for early in the season, you want to kind of try to ease into it so the young ones don't get buffaloed and get scared a little bit, but it gives them a taste of exactly what's coming, and then you build up from there. And previous head coach, Coach Nas, is up in Beloit right now, kind of set the schedule, and I thought he set a very good one where we started out, kind of a smaller type tournament with some smaller type teams that didn't come out and just slaughter you right off the bat. And then we built ourselves up, get some momentum going and motion going, and the kids kind of figuring things out. And towards the end of the year, we're hitting the harder tournaments. The Beloit Invite, the Phillipsburg tournament, and topping off with some of those. And that way it gets you ready for state. We're following that protocol that he set. So, and it's worked out for us pretty well. So I don't see the need to fix something because it's not broke. We're going to leave it that way.
That's John Gardner, the head coach of the Lincoln Leopards, here on our Locker Room Chats, Katy Country 94 and katycountry94.com. Coach, thanks for the time, and best luck as you start the season this weekend.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Our Lincoln Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Meyer Tire and Lube in Lincoln.
Meyer Tire and Lube in Lincoln is your one-stop shop for tires, oil changes, light mechanical work, and more. Need new tires? There's no better time than now to stop in Meyer Tire and Lube in Lincoln. They also offer top-quality Interstate batteries, they're an air gas dealer, and do LP gas bubble exchanges. They're also an ADM feeds dealer and have a 24-hour car wash and vacuum for your convenience. That's Meyer Tire and Lube on Highway 18, just west of the 14 Junction in Lincoln.
Thanks for tuning in to the Tuesday Wrestling Locker Room Chats right here on KD Country 94. Tune in again next Tuesday evening at 5:10 to hear more from the wrestling coaches of Beloit, Osborne, Smith Center, and Lincoln.